Hey everyone, welcome to episode one, take number two. I'm joined by Jessica today. I just want to say that this has been a sort of a journey for me doing these videos, and I'm still learning. So if I do make any mistakes, please obviously point them out to me, and I'm happy to correct myself. And this is kind of what this video is a bit. But thank you again, Jessica, for joining me.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy to be here.
How's everything going?
Good, good. I'm in New Hampshire. We just had Halloween yesterday, and the day before it had snowed. So it was my first snowy Halloween.
That's crazy. Crazy.
Yeah, but we're good out here. We're, you know, we haven't been hit so hard with everything that's going on in the world. So I feel lucky.
Yeah, we can talk about that in a bit, in a minute. So you're here, obviously, because you were diagnosed with Wilson's disease, and you were diagnosed a few years ago. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. So, coming up on 3 years in January. It will be 3 years.
Yeah. So do you want to tell us a bit about how you got your diagnosis?
Yeah. So a few years back, I'm a new mom. My children are 4 and 1. And when my oldest daughter was, just a baby, I decided, you know, I need to start making sure that my health is okay for them. So I just went in for a regular physical with my primary doctor. And, you know, some of the blood work came back where my liver counts, my ALT liver counts were high. So nothing to be alarming, you know, not uncommon for it to happen, but it was, you know, a red flag. So we did more tests, and that led me to be referred to other specialists. And, you know, about 6 months later, I was diagnosed. So relatively quickly, compared to some stories that I hear. And that was before any serious symptoms. I wasn't having any serious symptoms at the time. My symptoms were fatigue. You know, I've always bruised easily my whole life, so that never even occurred to me. I had some water buildup in my knee. So a lot of symptoms that could be related to other things weren't so serious. So I was lucky to catch it early.
Did you ever get nosebleeds? I remember having lots of nosebleeds.
I did as a child. That's so strange. I don't even know if that's a Wilson's disease thing, but yes, it very bad at some times.
Yeah, I mean, I'd totally forgotten about it. I've done quite a few of these chats now, and I've never brought it up. But yeah, I mean, I remember getting, and they'd last for a long time as well.
Yeah, mine too. And then they used to be kind of, you know, not uncommon, and then they just stopped, and it never happened.
Yeah, same. Because I was having my nose cauterized, which is where they put like a burning stick up your nose to try and burn it shut, kind of thing.
Wow.
Because they thought it was, you know, they didn't realize it was related to any health issues. Mm-hmm. So that was interesting. So you got your diagnosis, and then I suppose you went on to medication.
So just zinc. I've only ever done zinc therapy combined with the strict low copper diet because I didn't have any serious symptoms, and we did a liver biopsy. I didn't have any liver damage. We've just been managing with just the zinc, and I've been so lucky in that regard. I follow the copper diet very strictly, and that was a huge adjustment for me. But I think it's worth it to stay off the prescription drugs.
Yeah, definitely. If you can adjust your diet, that's the hard part, though, in a way, because as we know, everything that's got high in copper is all the nice stuff like chocolate and what else is there? Like shellfish.
Oh yeah, shellfish was, you know, one of my favorites. Chocolate I used to eat every single day. Yeah. Avocados, nuts. all that.
Yeah, so that's good that you're managed to adjust from there. And I suppose do you just go for regular checks and things like that?
Yep, I go, about twice a year.
Yeah, that's good, good. And you mentioned you've got children. So have they been tested?
My oldest daughter has had some preliminary blood work, and everything, you know, came back looking fine. Yeah. And we'll repeat that again in a few years.
Yeah. And I know I asked this before about like history in your family. Have you seen, is there sort of anyone you can look back and be like, oh, maybe they had Wilson's.
A great grandfather had cirrhosis of the liver. He was also a big drinker. So it's hard to say, but that's really the only person that I've been able to like think back and otherwise no, and I have no connections to anyone else.
No, interesting. Because obviously it's sort of a genetic disease, so it can run in the family, yeah.
I mean, it had to come from someone.
Yeah. So, how have you been finding everything with COVID? Have you had to shield more, or have you just sort of been going about your days pretty normal?
I mean, in the beginning, everyone was shielding, right? Everyone was quarantining,
Yeah.
everyone was locked up. I mean, for us here in the States in New Hampshire, it was at least like 3 months before we went anywhere other than the grocery store.
Yeah.
Then things started to slowly open up. And, with the masks and social distancing, I always felt comfortable. And, at this point, I feel really comfortable, especially in our area because our numbers have been so low.
Yeah.
Things are, every month feeling a little bit more normal, but definitely just here in New Hampshire.
Yeah. Yeah,
Not
because
other places.
I remember obviously now I'm on, because I've had a liver transplant, I'm on anti-rejection tablets, so I have to be careful anyway. But when I had Wilson's, I had a low immune system because I'd catch colds, and when I caught a cold, it really hit me. So is there anything the doctors, did they reach out to you and sort of say, be careful, or is it, or they just sort of said, carry on?
I saw my doctor a few months ago and we didn't even really talk about, that affecting me and having Wilson's. I'm not really sure, but I've always felt relatively healthy my whole life. I didn't get that sick that often. There were, some exceptions growing up as a kid. Exposed to a lot in schools, but besides that, I've never really had any serious health issues or gotten sick a lot.
Yeah, that's really good. And last time I spoke to you was planning to run a marathon. So I take
Yes,
it
and
that's been cancelled.
it's fitting because it would have been today,
Yeah.
and yeah, it was canceled. A few months back at the beginning of the summer, they let us know, but. Yeah, I was gonna run for the American Liver Foundation,
Yeah.
before Wilson's disease, and I've continued fundraising for it. But I've been told that my spot is guaranteed, but they just can't tell me when
Yeah.
I'll be running. It could be 2021 all the way up till 2023, so
Yeah.
I'll run eventually.
I've seen like a few marathons now are doing what they're calling like a virtual marathon. So people are just running it wherever they can, I suppose, and then they're just sending in their info saying that they've run it and
No, I know a lot of people that are doing that or chose to do that. I chose not to just because it's a huge time commitment,
yeah.
and my kids are young, so I'd rather spend the time with them than, when I ran the marathon the first time, for another charity organization, by this, late in my training, I'd be running for 5 or 6 hours
Yeah,
straight,
I bet. That's dedication, that is.
It's a lot of time. So, although I would have loved to run for American Liver today, I'm grateful that, I got to spend the time with more time with my kids.
Yeah, and like you said, there's always next year or whenever they've sort of postponed it to. And well, I suppose you said it was snowing. It's been snowing where you are. So is there still snow on the ground now? Yeah.
Yes, there is. The marathon would have been in New York where it's much warmer
Yeah.
today. But yeah.
I see you'd have traveled to New York. How far is New York from you?
About 4 hours,
Yeah, it's
five
miles.
hours, 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah, that's good. So, what else is there? So you run the map. How? Go on.
Oh no, I was just gonna say, just kind of going back to some of my Wilson's disease stuff. I know we mentioned my zinc therapy. That was, a kind of a big adjustment because I found that I reacted very poorly to the zinc,
Yeah.
which I hear a lot of people, have that experience and just feeling sick all the time, every meal. having to take that and then just feeling sick and then not wanting to eat. And then you're not eating the foods that you want
Yeah.
to eat.
Yeah, I had to I asked to be taken off zinc because I was on penicillamine as well, so that was helping with the fight the copper. But I had the same problems with zinc, just so nauseous and making me ill all the time. Do you take any other medications to sort of counteract the nausea? Because I remember I was on I can't remember the name of it, but it's something that sort of equalizes your stomach.
No, my doctor actually recommended a specific brand of zinc.
Yeah.
It's a pharmaceutical grade. It's called Gluzin, and I could share the info with you, but it's a little bit more pure, and I don't feel sick with it. It's very rare that I feel sick with it, so it's been an amazing switch.
Yeah, that's really good. And did you, so you've never had to take medication before up until now. How did you find how many tablets do you take a day, and how did you find remembering to take them?
3 times before every meal.
Yeah.
It wasn't that hard for me to remember at first. I think because it was such a, that's big news to,
Yeah.
like it kind of like rattled me a little bit, like, oh, you have this disease. So it was front of mind for a long time. And kind of with me every day, every minute of the day, kind of just thinking and dwelling on it. So it wasn't that hard to remember in the beginning. I probably forget more often now.
Yeah, I understand that. But it's good that you remember to take them and stuff, and you get in that routine. Because, like you say, it is daunting, especially when you hear the word disease. I think the connotations with that, you're like, oh God, this could be terrible. And I don't suppose you really have the need to sort of tell anyone, or it's not something that really affects your life enough to tell people about, sort of thing. Obviously, your
It
partner must mind.
really only comes up when I'm at events and people are eating foods and offer me something I can't eat. I might, at that point say
Yeah.
something like, "Oh no, I can't," and or turning down chocolate. People are like, "What? Why are you turning down chocolate?"
Yeah. Yeah, that's good though. It's good that it's not affected too much. And obviously your partner was you with him at the time? Yeah, so he went through it all with you. That's good.
Yeah, no, he was a great support system. It definitely, I don't know, it would have been a totally different experience without his support.
Yeah, you think it would have been more of a challenge.
Especially when it comes to the food and the dietary restrictions, because I, like anyone, like food is, it's more than just food. It's a way of life, it's culture.
Yeah.
So like when things that you grew up eating your whole life, you can't have them anymore. He helped. He's a great cook. So he was just making delicious meals of things that I could eat now.
Sweet. Yeah, that's great. That's really
Yeah.
nice. And then so I don't suppose you've got too many plans for this year apart from chilling with the kids because we can't do anything.
Yeah, no plans really.
Did you get out trick-or-treating? Is that something that you can do?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were able to go trick-or-treating. It was great. The kids were so excited to just be doing something normal. And I
Yeah.
think the parents, we enjoyed it too. Just it's
Yeah.
just, a little bit of normalcy for one night.
Yeah, it was pretty much cancelled here. I don't think anyone really did anything. A lot of the parents and kids were doing like spot the pumpkin or something like that rather than going door to door. But yeah, people still got out. You got to carry on, I suppose.
Exactly.
And what have you got planned for Christmas, family, if you
Yeah,
can?
just here with the kids. We may have, our parents or somebody come visit us for the holidays. But yeah, I'm not sure. We had plans to go to New York, but I don't really know if that's going to happen anymore because things are tightening up again over there.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're just kind of going with the flow right now.
Nice, nice. Well, it's good to see you're doing well and you're healthy, and the zinc's obviously doing this a great job. What we'll do is if you send me the information to that what the drug's called and everything, I'll get that posted up because you seem to have such a different system in America to what we have here. Like, you know, most of the doctors are kind of on the same page and they'll give you the same medications. Whereas over in America, it seems to be kind of doctors, I don't know whether they're persuaded by pharmaceutical companies or, you know.
That could definitely be part of it. But yeah, here in the States, doctors are kind of seen as, you know, they specialize in different areas, but they don't always have the same way of thinking in terms of how to, you know, deal with a disease or an illness. There's different approaches. So it's very common here to get a second opinion. You know, yeah. You say, you go see someone, well, did you get a second opinion? That's very common here.
Yeah. And then because I know the sort of some of the medications are really expensive, especially for Wilson's disease. Is the zinc expensive? Is it something you've got like a healthcare plan for or?
I buy it. It's like an over-the-counter drug, but you buy it online on their website, and it's not too bad. It's a little more than you would pay for at the drugstore, but it's worth it in the quality, and they offer a discount for Wilson's disease, anyone with Wilson's disease, if you have the code for the Wilson's Disease Association, which is on their website, you know. Yeah. Which I'll share with you. You get, you know, a considerable discount on your orders, so that's great.
Yeah, please do, because I can't get my head around having that extra pressure of, you know, worrying about paying for medication, and because here it's I know we pay taxes and then the taxes go towards our healthcare, but it's pretty much free. You can pay a small amount per month for your medication, but it's really like. It's not that pressure that you have in America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. And I mean, in some areas, it's hard. It's not even available, you know. So I'll definitely share that information with you.
Yeah, that would be great. Well, thank you very much for coming on again. Is there anything in particular that you wanted to share, or have we covered most stuff?
No, I think that's it. I mean, that's kind of my story. Luckily, I just feel so grateful that I never experienced, any serious symptoms. So,
yeah, I mean, because it could have been the case of a few more months down the line that if your copper are built up more and more, then yeah, as you know, you can get the neurological effects and all sorts, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, brilliant. No, I feel very lucky.
And that was all just because you went, obviously, after your children, you was just having standard tests done.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure everything was okay. So thank God I went.
Yeah. Do you think the doctor had seen people with Wilson's before and that's how they put the connection together?
Yes. Yeah. Someone that I had seen was aware of the disease.
Yeah.
And aware of another doctor specialist nearby that, you know, was an expert in Wilson's disease. So I was just very lucky, I think, in the area that I was living, because I've lived in some really rural areas and not a lot of doctors. And if I was still out in that area of Washington State, it may have been a different experience for me.
Yeah, because I was speaking to somebody a while ago and they mentioned Wilson's to their doctor. They said, could I have Wilson's disease? And their doctor laughed and said, that's ridiculous. I don't know anyone with Wilson's disease. Like, that's not a great attitude, but, you know,
it's not.
I can imagine that's how it is. Because even being in hospital, I remember doctors coming in to see me and they'd ask me loads of questions. And then I'd think that they were my main doctor. And then they'd go, right, I'm going now. And I'd be like, okay, so you're not my doctor. And they're like, oh, no, I just wanted to ask you questions because I've never met anyone with Wilson's before.
Yes, I've had that experience as well.
Yeah, it's interesting. Brilliant. Well, thank you again for coming on.
Absolutely. Thank you for doing this and, you know, everything that you do. So grateful that you're helping spread the word.
Yeah, well, these videos are going to be used at the Wilson's Disease Conference in America. Obviously, it's going to be a virtual conference this year, but so it is good just to spread awareness, and everyone's story is so, so different.
That's great. That's so exciting.
Yeah, it's good. I'm happy with it. Okay, well, thanks again. We'll catch up with you maybe after you've done your marathon or something.
Yeah, I'll let you know.
Find out how your legs are, because I can imagine they'd be like jelly.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay, thank you
Thanks,
very much.
Christian.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.